What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the guy who refused to solo the pod last week, Christopher Reiser.
I mean, that seems a little pointed, if you ask me. None of us could make it. We're all pretty busy. Well,
you weren't.
I mean, maybe
busy.
I could have made it. Yeah. Maybe I could have made it, but I don't even know how to like work. I don't even know how to open Word or anything or like turn on a computer. So it wasn't meant to be. But I will say, you guys, I got some people asking if the pod was just done for because we didn't put an episode out and we didn't say like, oh, we're skipping this week. We'll be back next week to anybody. And people are freaking out. They're like, hey, man, what's the deal? I listen to this every week on my car rides. Where's the pod? And I'm like, bro,
wow,
we'll be back next week. Don't worry.
That's a glowing review for the five people that listen to us, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. I'm also joined by the host who doesn't know what be still my heart means, Brian Wolf.
Oh, I definitely know what it means. Do I know how to spell it? No, but that I didn't go to school for spelling. Come on, guys.
Be steal? You thought it was be steal?
Are you stealing something?
Do 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 do. Like that, like the band, you know?
No, that's, isn't that Bastille or something?
Yeah,
Bastille?
It's French.
Isn't that B-A-S?
I'm Bastille in my heart.
No, okay, you're doing an Italian accent right now. Bastille is a fucking fortress in France.
Oh, well.
They have Bastille Day.
Really multinational with this joke right now, with this bit.
Yeah, it's all kinds of cultured. All right, well, let's talk about, let's talk about how no one in Chris's family knows how to spell your name. In the doc, Chris didn't put a Y in Brian, so there's that. And Tim thinks there's an E at the end of Wolfie. I mean, your last name's Wolf, so I guess there's no official spelling for Wolfie.
Yeah, I mean,
but EY is.
That's like honestly just like a running theme at this point. Everyone who I've met always likes to, you know, make it more difficult than it needs to be. Oh, do you like have two F's in there? Nope. Oh, what about an E? Nope. Oh, what about a silent I? Nope. Just simple, straight, just like the animal. And Chris is subscribed to that, I guess.
Yeah, I'm rounding a corner on this. I think Tim's spelling of Wolfie is actually cultured. The EY, talk about bringing culture to the pod. I think Tim's just trying to do it for the league.
Culture. What makes that spelling culture?
Tip, it's actually, there's no F, it's PH. Talk about culture.
W-O-P-H. Wolf.
You are.
Honestly, I'm surprised I haven't gotten that suggestion yet.
I mean, it's never too late to change your name. You're going to, I mean, a wedding is a good time for a name change.
Yeah. I guess that's true, except if I were to have done that, with my middle name being Michael, my name would be Brian Michael Jordan. That sounds like a person that has high expectations to live up to, and I'm not sure about that.
I wasn't talking about like I need taking to be, her last name. I was talking about changing the spelling of Wolf.
Needs to be athletic as fuck to have a name like Michael Jordan. Surprisingly, yeah. Courtney was almost named that if she was a dude.
Whoa.
So.
Don't the Bengals have somebody named Michael Jordan? Or they did?
I think
the last
do.
Couple
Don't
of seasons?
Or maybe Chris they used Evans? To.
No, I think maybe it was like yeah, they do have a Chris Evans backup running back.
Name to someone. But no, I digress there. But yeah, it'd be nice if when you beat me, you could actually say my nickname correctly. But, you know, I'm 1-5. I really don't have that much weight to throw around right now.
No, yeah. Oh my God, that's it. Winner of the league gets to tell you how to spell your name.
Oh, well, yeah.
Owen's never once met me in his life. I feel like that's an unfair burden to put on him.
Yeah, and have you seen how he spells his name? It could get pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he really Irish the shit out of my last name, I suppose.
And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Wolfie got Zach Evans for 20, outbidding both Andrews, Holden, and AB. Brandon paid 15 for Salvin Ahmed over no one. That kind of feels bad, but I do get it. The Dolphins are an electric offense, so if he's the guy, like, what a deal. AJ paid 10 for Baker over no one. It was a little much for a streaming quarterback, but I get it. I kind of wish I had thought to pick up Baker myself this week, but I do think my quarterback will play. We'll just see how many points he can get on Thursday with a hobbled knee. Brandon got Raheed Shaheed for 10 over Wolfie, LOL. Wolfie, you have anything to say about that?
Other than just saying, Brandon, why? You go dormant for like the whole season, and then you just come out and snatch a guy for me. A guy that, like, I don't know if I need it, but I need that boom player. That's what I'm missing right now. So thank you, Brandon, for one, correcting me on how to spell Bastille, and two, stealing my guy.
It's still be still. You know, it's nope, two words, Bastille. Right?
Bastille.
Nope. It's not. Okay. It's not the French. Yeah, no, thank you to Brandon from the bottom of my still heart, because I play you this week. AB got Kendrick Bourne, dropping Quentin Johnson. I do want to talk about this because I have him in another league.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Quentin Johnson? He hasn't done anything yet. You think it's just, you know, like, you got to wait on it?
Either that or, like, he just might be bad. Like, I don't know if you listened to the footballer's analysis on it a couple days ago, but, like, I guess, like, coming out of college, he wasn't fantastic, and the draft capital wasn't, or was the only thing propping him up. So they're kind of, like, already maybe wondering if he's going to be, like, that bust, like, kind of like a N'Keal Harry situation.
Whoa, I had not heard that.
Yeah, I mean, take it for what it's worth. It might just be a late bloomer, but, yeah, I don't know. It makes sense. I mean, there's definitely room for him on the team. I mean, you got Keenan and who else, you know?
Yeah, they could use him right now, and he was non-existent in that Monday night game.
Yeah, and they looked like they hemorrhaged as an offense. Like, they didn't do shit. I mean, granted, it was the Cowboys defense, but, like, this, like, 50-point barn burner was what, like, 30 total? 35 was the total score, something like that? Like,
yeah, something 20, like that.
2015 or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he's worth a speculative pick if you still got some room on your bench. I mean, shit, we're all 1-5. It couldn't get worse.
So, yeah, the league that I have him, I have a kind of deep bench. I think we have, like, 7 or 8 spots. So, like, we do have, like, kickers and shit and 2 flexes. So you kind of need it. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about kicking him to the curb. Back to this league. Tim got Michael Mayer. He picked him up for $1, and AB got the Bucks DST. Holden got Jordan Mason. AB got Craig Reynolds, dropping D. McCardo a week after he paid 23 fab for him. It feels bad, but I do think this is the right move. The Cardinals, like, didn't use him, basically.
Yeah.
All right, after waivers ran, Wolfie picked up Michael Wilson, who I had and I dropped. Chip picked up Elijah Mitchell. I was kind of surprised he didn't get claimed on the waivers. I know CMC is maybe good, and they have a Monday night game, but, like, on the off chance, Elijah Mitchell is good, I think. I mean, he's gotten hurt a few times, but last time we saw him healthy, he had juice, dude. He's fast.
Yeah, I was, like, contemplating on picking him up when I didn't get Rashid, but I was like, I don't need to just keep clogging my bench with more running backs that I may only use for one league.
Sure. Owen paid 14 for Jahan Dotson, once again proving that he doesn't know how much players are worth. Allie bid 2 to try to pick him up. I should have traded him. I just straight up dropped Jahan Dotson last week, but the Washington Commanders seem to not know what to do with this dude. He was good last year. This is his second year, and they're just, like, not targeting him. He's not even in the read. Like, they look at Terry McLaurin and the Curtis tight Samuel. End and Curtis Samuel. Yeah, Curtis Samuel is really the second read, and the tight end's the third. He's not even in the rotation. Like, I don't know what's up.
Yeah, it's baffling. Chris, what's been your thorn in the side for this season? Like, why are you 1-5 with us?
It was my team's terrible. Yeah, I'm just terrible. This has been the worst league I've been in ever. So I can give nobody advice. I can give no one advice. Eckler's been hurt the entire year. That's all I can say.
Oh, you want to trade me, Eckler?
For like a penny? Sure.
Trade you a couple of wide receivers for him.
For one fab?
What? Yeah, I only have one fab. Oh.
Sorry.
No, I have like 15. I traded.
Okay, for sorry. I was going to say, I didn't think I got that dire already. Week no. 6 and you're down to pennies?
No. Let's knock out the rest of these waivers. AB picked up Khalil Herbert, burning just one fab. Wolfie, you dropped him.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, you did. Brandon picked up the Raiders DST. Allie picked up Odell, and AB picked up Kyler Murray, which this was the week to do it, I think. You wanted him.
I kind of fucking forgot he was sitting out there still.
Who? Yeah, I think he was drafted by somebody in the league and then dropped. Kyler Murray. Which is interesting because we have an IR spot. I just assumed that he was sitting on somebody's IR spot since week one, but evidently not. Chris, let's hear your waiver of the week, bub.
I'm going to give you both because I just realized this, both a waiver of the week and maybe probably the worst pick of the week. So, waiver of the week, got to be Zach Evans. Psych! Wolfie, you son of a bitch. It's not your Zach Evans. Jordan Mason instead. Listen, McCaffrey might play Monday night. He also might not. And if he does play, he might be limited. Jordan Mason's going to be the backup in that game. And if I know anything about Kyle Shanahan, he gets people some points.
I mean, look what he did against the Browns. Yikes.
Hey, are you selling your Browns short? They got a good defense. I want to say my worst pickup of the week. I won't do this every week. I just found out this out. So, AB, you said picked up Khalil Herbert.
Yep.
Off of waivers 6 hours ago.
Yeah, for $1.
$1.
He was sent to the IR 5 days ago.
Yeah, dog. We have an IR spot.
Yeah, but why are you picking him up at all?
I don't know. AB needs wins. So I don't know. It is a little confusing to me, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I mean my big thing is one, I need wins, and two, but the Bears just look awful right now. They're gonna have fucking Badgent or whatever the fuck his name is playing next week. And I think they're just gonna be a dumpster fire. I think they're tanking from here on out. Caleb Williams time.
Yeah, well.
No, I just he was part of the getting rid of all Chicago Bears stock that I had. Any team that I had, I got rid of Khalil, I got rid of, well, I still have DJ Moore in hopes that when what's his name?
Fields.
Justin Fields comes back, he'll look somewhat fine with a broken thumb, but yeah, this is a tough year for them. Like, there's a lot of teams out there that were expected to do well, and a few just haven't done well.
Yeah, there's excitement for that offense, right? Like, they seem to figure out something towards the end of last year and had some close losses, and then just continue to lose. So, what are you going to do?
Tough sledding.
Chris, how do you not pick the same waiver as me? I mean, Tim picking up Michael Mayer, I think, is waiver of the week.
I don't think he's done anything this year. Has he done anything this year?
I think he did something 1 week.
Last week, maybe?
Yeah, maybe last week.
Nah, he's a bum.
All right, great. Let's talk about the trade from 2 weeks ago, since we skipped a week. No one cared because we're unloved. But let's talk about this trade. Last week, Tim traded away Jaleel McLaughlin and Puka Nacua to Ethan for DJ Moore. What do you guys think about this?
I was very bitter at Tim at the time because, one, I really wanted Puka, and was trying to like talk him out of it. Package Lockett with I think another RB.
Whoa.
And he just said no, Lockett's not worth it. Lockett's trash.
Whoa.
Wanna throw that out there, Tim, that Lockett outscored Puka and Puka looks exactly like a second look right now. Like he looks terrible. Not to mention the irony of getting DJ Moore with a bum quarterback. So honestly, Tim, you deserve this one. You should have traded with me. This is why you get the losses.
Wow. Big words. Damn. Big words.
Big word. Yeah.
Tim was also shopping Jaleel McLaughlin to me. And I never bit. Probably should have. He looks all right, actually. I actually like this trade for both sides. Puka Nacua definitely is a two now that Cooper Kupp's back, but he's a good two, probably. They look like they need to pass a lot. And their running back's hurt, so they're going to need to pass a lot. And DJ Moore will probably have blow-up games. I mean, I don't think you'll see 50 out of him again, but he'll probably blow up a couple of times with Fields under center. So
yeah, I mean, I think he'll be relevant at some points the rest of the season, but it's...
Yeah, I think this is a good trade. And I think DJ Moore will be Tim's flex, so I'm not mad at that. You know?
No, I mean, Tim's doing well. He brought it back.
Yeah. I think Tim had an interesting... We talked about it a couple of times, right? And I was like, oh, I think he'll pick up some losses early in the year. He knew what he needed to do going in, you know what I mean? Like, he had all that injury stuff right away and, like, people suspended and whatnot. And he, like, knew he had to go in and acquire some wins early, and he did so. Like, it was great management. I want to commend Tim on his first 6 weeks. I think he's done fantastic work.
I believed in him all along.
Okay. All right. Didn't believe in Allie, though. I love bringing that up.
No, whatever. You can't always get them right.
Yeah. And so in lieu of a segment this week, we're just going to continue talking. Chris, I need you to chime in about Wolfie and I's matchup this week. Our only wins each come from facing you, which is ironic. So we really need you to pick the winner in this matchup.
Generous guy.
Yeah, I mean, I love to just hand out wins these days. I'm glad I could give both of you your only wins of the season. If you want to give me like a $20, you know, Amazon gift card, that'd be pretty nice.
I already Venmo'd you for that win.
Oh, thanks. Wolfie, I'm waiting on your Venmo.
I don't believe in collusion.
Let's see, this week, let's see, two terrible teams.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm thinking, let's see. Wow, you guys are 51% to 49. I'm thinking you guys are going to tie this week.
No, we're not going to tie. I don't wish that evil on us.
I think you're both going to tie. Chip, or why are you both playing people that have 0 points? Spears is on bye. Higgins is on bye. What are you guys doing?
What are you looking at?
That's not... Your app must be not updated because neither of us have people in with 0.
Well, it's on my computer. I told you, I don't know how to turn on a computer, so.
Yikes.
I'll probably go Brian. Why not? We'll go Brian.
Excellent. That's what I wanted. No, that's what I wanted. I need his curse, his bad luck to rub off on you.
I mean, Chris, say Chip's gonna win.
No, this is all a ploy. I can't wait.
Oh,
Chris Olave is gonna do so bad.
I just scrolled down past the bench on the computer. I was looking at the bench. I'm an idiot. Okay, doesn't matter.
James Conner's playing. Gotcha. Good.
Yeah. Tajay Spears and T. Higgins are on bye, but they're in my lineup.
Didn't we do that one season? Didn't we just put all of our people in, like, when we knew we weren't making the playoffs? We just knew, like, we just put in people that were not even playing, like, fucking Tim Tebow, I think I put in my lineup that week or something.
Yeah, dude, it was you and me, and it was the battle for, like, third that year. We were facing each other. Because we had already, like, lost the first place, whatever. And so, we each picked somebody. I think, so we each picked one, like, real player and then played, like, whatever. I think your dude was Tyler Lockett. I think Tyler Lockett legitimately won third place for you by himself that year.
See, I knew I had a good connection with that guy.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, thanks for the nod, Chris. Hopefully it wasn't a curse. Probably will be. Probably going to be.
Definitely a curse.
Definitely.
Probably going to be 1-6 with you after this week, so thank you.
You're 100% on. Sorry about that.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Some of my words of wisdom would be, don't listen to my words of wisdom, or else you'll end up 1-5. No, just kidding. Keep looking at those waivers and keep making the trades. I've been actually happy to see that we've had some pretty good trade and waiver activity this year. I feel like last year we got pretty stale by this point, so it's good to see people are still active in their week-to-week matchups and looking at their lineups and all that.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's been good to see. Say bye, Chris.
Yeah, everyone. We're back to our sad boy hours. I think I talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, but since then I have 2 more L's. So again, if you just want to come on here and cry and, you know, talk about how bad our teams are together, let's do it, because that's all I have to look forward to these days.
Yeah, you can start the number 2 fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan League. Sad boy hours. Yeah.
Sad boy hours.
Can't wait. Bye. Excellent. We love to see it. All right, moving on. Last thing, last talking point I have. I wanted to run this maybe rule change by you guys. It would be for next year. And I think, so you were talking about the fantasy footballers earlier. They put out like a questionnaire before each season about potential rule changes and collect votes. And you have to get like, I forget what it is, like 70% of the league to approve a rule change. I would love to see that out of us next year. Because I do think, like, we have a kind of interesting setup for this league, but I think we could do some fun stuff. Rule change for next year that I would like to see is when you draft a running back, you draft the entire backfield. And what I mean by this is there's no... Basically, you make the... This is going to get weird. But you make the bench deeper and the starting running back spot, like, 5 long, right? But you can only play running backs from the team that you choose. And you can only choose 1 each week. So you can own more than 1 team because there's only 14 of us and there's 32 teams. You'll have buys and stuff like that. But basically, you play every single running back from a team, including, like, the backups and stuff. Like, and no one can, like, pick them up. So if I, if I had picked up Nick Chubb, I would then automatically have, like, as they sign Kareem Hunt, I get him. You know what I mean? Like, as the season goes on, you just automatically get these guys. There's no real running backs on the waiver. You draft like 2 to 3 teams, and those are just your guys for the year. So when Andrew had Saquon go down, you know, he's not completely screwed because Saquon's, you know, stuck in his lineup at 2 carries for 5 yards and went out early. He has all of the backfield. And it's just basically like, you have like 5 starting spots, and if they don't have 5 starting running backs, you just leave them blank.
That's interesting. Okay. I mean, I could see how that would work. You'd really just have to... I guess at that point you could really just pick a backfield you believe in, and you don't necessarily have to pick the player. Like,
right, because like more and more teams are going to committee, so the running back role is less and less like useful, but it's not not useful on the aggregate, right? Like,
oh, for sure. I mean, if you picked up Miami, fuck, you'd be loaded. Even Buffalo, for example, like, there were many games where James Cook had touchdowns poached from him by fucking Latavius Murray. of all people. And it's like, why? Like, I would never waste bench space for Latavius Murray, but every week he's just going to be the pain in the ass that takes points from you. So I could see it. I could see that working. That's an interesting concept.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. It would be a lot of work. Like, I think Brian would have to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes for it.
Why?
Like for the commissioner. Like, just because he's the commissioner. I think he would have to do a lot of stuff preseason and during the season, potentially.
You'd just have to make the starting, like, running back slots more and the bench more. Like, you would have to have a deeper bench, obviously, but you also just, like, make it so that the starting lineup is, like, four or five running backs deep. As long as, like, everyone's aware of the rule and plays by it. But, okay, here's where it's going to get weird. Auto-drafting. The AI of auto-drafting's not going to fucking know.
Yeah. So I can auto-assign people. Like, during the draft, I can, like, when people are, I mean, even when people are up, I can just give them players if I wanted to. I could gerrymander the shit out of a draft. So it is possible to do if they're auto-drafting. It would just be whatever the computer's first pick is, that's the backfield that they have just strapped themselves to.
Well, yeah, okay, so, yeah, that's, I like that. So, like, Mitch, for instance, would have ended up with the 49ers this year. Because he took CMC.
Yeah. Which wouldn't have been a bad bet.
It's going to make waivers weird, right? Because there's maybe one or two teams floating, but probably not.
I think every week I'd basically have to go through waivers and say, hey, if this bum who just got elevated from the practice squad is on your team, I'm automatically assigning them to you so no one can go after them. Like, it would definitely be pretty management heavy.
Yeah.
But I could see it working. I mean, I can.
You'd also, I think you almost have to. I think another level of strategy to this, right, is like you would almost have to keep all of the running backs on your bench at the very least. So if, like, say we allow for two teams because there's bias and you, like, want to play matchups and whatever. So you draft two different teams of running backs and, like, you draft the 49ers who have, like, three starting running backs or three, like, active running backs on their roster. Great for you. You only have to, you know, have three of those players on your bench. But if you pick, like, the Dolphins or something, suddenly with injuries and shit, you have, like, this, like, group, this backfield of, like, six or seven guys. And you have to keep them all on your bench. And so other positions are getting chucked because you have to, like, maintain this whole thing. I think it is a little, maybe a little too active. On the management side, I can definitely see how that could be a lot. But, I don't know. I'm kind of into it.
Well, also think, like, if, like, the Browns brought up somebody, a running back from their practice squad to their active roster, and, like, say Mitch has the Brown, or say, like, Chip has the Browns, like, running back room, but he's not paying attention for some reason. Wolfie adds that active squad member now to Chip's, like, bench. But, like, is there a set number of roster spots? Because then what if, like, you add him? That means Chip has to get rid of somebody. Chip's like, all these other guys, I don't want to get rid of somebody for a fifth string active running back now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that seems like Chip's not going to want to give up another player for that random active roster spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it would be like part of the strategy of the league.
But when Brian adds somebody to your team, he would have to drop somebody automatically.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if the commissioner would have to drop somebody right away. I think what it would be like is when you have a guy that's on IR, that's no longer injured, and the app's like, hey, you can't make any changes to your lineup until you, like, remedy this situation. I think it would end up like that. Like, I think those force ads, like, end up doing that. So, like, for you to change out players, you would have to make your bench make sense. And I don't know how deep that bench gets. Like, if you're rostering two different teams of running backs, Like some people luck out and only have six and then have hella wide receivers. Some people will get absolutely screwed.
I don't think you could really make it work.
But you also like it changes the dynamics, right? Because like I drafted Nick Chubb in the first round because I was like, oh, like, you know, bell cow running back, let's go, no problem. I want that bell cow. I want that on my team. But like instead, you could easily see the Eagles running backs going in the first round because like they are a committee, but they're a useful committee in the aggregate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's interesting. And maybe that's just me being burnt by picking a running back early. But I do think it's maybe an interesting theory. I don't know how practical it is. I do see your worries, Chris. Like, I definitely can see how that would absolutely screw some teams. But I don't know if it would screw them that much more than, like, how injuries do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess... Yeah. I mean, we could, like we said, it's a new idea. We could always, we always put it up for a vote and see kind of what people feel like doing.
Yeah.
And if it's something people want to move forward with, then we can look into it more and kind of figure out the logistics as we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think, like, having a couple ideas of rule changes and then saying them out and voting on them is, like, probably the way to go. Because everyone's, like... At the beginning of the year, at the very least, everyone's, like, very willing to respond and be active and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I think it's something we can put in there for sure. And then any other changes or updates people want to see.
Yeah, rad. Yeah, people listening to the podcast, all two of you, if you, you know, have rule changes that you would love to see, let us know. We'll put them in the doc. Because I do think, you know, it's pretty obvious that we think about fantasy football too much since we do this pod, but I do think, you know, other people obviously have ideas and we'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what this platform's for.
Speaking of, we got to get some guests on. We've had one guest this year. We're like 6 weeks in.
Oh, yeah, we are slacking right now.
We're slacking so hard. So people who want to be guests who aren't... Oh, no, we had two guests. We did have Owen. So Owen and Brandon, you can't come back on. Everyone else, if you have time in your week next week, approximately Wednesday, seven-ish, let us know. Let your favorite podcaster know, and then we know who your favorite is.